Is your bag a bottomless pit where you can never find what you want? Tired of missing calls because of that disorganized purse? This bag is a jumbled mess. Watch as Kangaroo Keeper keeps it all neat and secure. There's a place for everything, and everything has its place.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
So we get ready to do the show today, and all of a sudden, there's Christina, and she's lugging this thing behind her. It's like, what is this? And all of a sudden, it turns out to be her purse, her pocketbook, whatever you call it, or whatever part of the country you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's immense, it's huge, and it is filled with stuff. What is it? And so I said, what is in there? And she starts naming these things. That this is almost like a magician's magic trick. Like, you're going to reach in there and pull out all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I am.
Now, you just had me pick this bag up.
Yes.
I would say it weighs at least 15 pounds.
At least.
At least.
I don't even know what's in here.
So do you, all right, so you just put things in.
I don't know why it's so heavy. I just feel like I accumulate stuff and then I forget things are in there.
The first thing I saw was Sarah Jessica Parker. Now, not her herself,
no.
But she was on the back of some magazine or something.
Yeah. I have a Star magazine in here.
Oh, my goodness.
That I was looking through. That's not so unusual, right?
And then, well, that's not 15 pounds, so there's a lot more.
I guess we're going to start picking through and to see what's in my purse, okay?
So it's a new little bit here in the program called What's in Christina Stoffo's Purse? All right, here we go.
All right. So, okay, so
layer
I have
number
my
one.
Star magazine.
Okay.
My sunglasses.
I
have wallet number one.
And that looks heavy in and of itself.
Wallet number one.
Number one?
I have my debit card, a little bit of cash, gum, and I have my little wallet that has like my license and my registration for my car.
I'm confused.
And all
of that. So there's a sub wallet. So this is wallet number one.
Yeah.
And within wallet number one is a little wallet.
Yes.
So we're up to two wallets. And what's in wallet number two? Just your license. Okay.
Wallet number two is actually a smaller purse.
With a big long strap. What is this?
With a smaller purse. Now, in this purse, I used
Michael
to keep...
Michael Kors.
In this purse, I used to keep the stuff that's in wallet number one.
Right.
But because I actually had something going on this weekend and I didn't feel like transferring it back to wallet number two, I just put them both in my bag.
Why do you confuse yourself like this?
So now, let me explain to you why I hold a smaller purse inside my larger purse.
Yes, please
because
do.
Because sometimes you find yourself in a situation where you don't want to be lugging a large purse.
Okay.
So you always have to have the smaller purse on hand, just in case.
But you still have to go through the larger purse to get to the smaller purse.
Yeah.
So you haven't eliminated the middleman
here.
What is in there?
I have like supermarket stuff in here. Oh, there's an eyeliner in here? Or is this a lip liner? Lip liner.
And another card. Is that your card?
That's my new debit. Oh, I should put that in my not wallet.
You need to go back.
And
that needs to be in the sub wallet in wallet number one, right? No.
So I have like some supermarket stuff in here, some coupons, a lip liner, some hair ties.
And when was the last time you really looked in that?
In that one.
Wallet number two, which is really a small bag.
Friday. Because I had a wedding to go to on Saturday.
Okay. You go to a lot of weddings, I'm starting to realize.
Oh, it's in that. It's
everybody
in
the, you know is
I'm
getting
in the
married.
Season. I'm in the season. Everyone's getting married.
Every 6 minutes, there are pictures of you at a wedding.
I know. It's awful.
And do you take all these wallets to the wedding?
No, just a small one.
But then as soon as the wedding is over, it goes
back into the big one.
For the next wedding in a few days.
Correct.
Now, what the hell is this?
So I have my glasses in a little case. These are my glasses that I use for driving at night.
Uh-huh. And sometimes on the computer.
And sometimes on the computer when I have a headache. Okay.
This is a whole other bag.
So now we have a whole other bag. This is a shiny little leopard print Betsy Johnson bag. This is my makeup bag.
And that's got to be at least, 9 inches by about 5 inches?
Why can't I open it?
And with the zipper stuck. Oh, there we go. Now, what's in here?
All my makeup. Like
all your makeup.
My face lotion.
Everything
you
need.
My foundation, lipstick, blush.
The essence of Christina Stoffo is in that bag.
Some eyeshadow.
Okay. And you also have a lip liner or some sort of an eyeliner thingy in the other one.
In the small bag.
So let's recap.
The large bag.
Out of the big bag, we now have one, two, three smaller bags, which you call as wallets, but only one is really a wallet.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So now I have my
headphones.
For work.
Beats. Look at you. You
my
are
Beats
styling.
Headphones for Beats. Wait, but there's another set of headphones in here.
Yeah.
My smaller Beats headphones for the gym.
And that are all tangled up.
Yes.
So that you must have to waste time untangling them every time you want to exercise.
Here's
another bag.
Here's wallet number three.
Oh my goodness.
See, in this wallet.
What's in there?
Okay, in this wallet I have when you go to a store and it's like, oh, you want to sign up for a rewards card?
Sure.
I always sign up for the rewards card. Always. Because you get
even if you're never going back to the store.
You get coupons.
Okay.
So here are all like my rewards cards and, you know, some of my business cards are in here.
Wow, next.
My IFB I keep in here and stuff like that.
Oh, and for the folks at home, what is an IFB?
Oh, the IFB is that little thing that...
The ear thing when you do television.
Because
you don't like sharing.
So that the producer
Can yell at you
while you're on the air.
That's always good. That's always helpful. So now we're up to 1, 2, 3, 4 bags.
Okay.
A set of headphones, a set of earbuds. Wow. Well, now, what is this?
This is my phone charger.
A
phone charger to plug into the wall.
Okay.
I also have a phone charger that plugs into a USB, but I left that in my car.
Okay.
But I always carry that with me also. Okay.
That's a checkbook?
This is my checkbook holder.
Okay.
I got a checkbook case.
Checkbook case.
Gum.
Very loud gum.
Zyrtec. Oh, an orange.
Wait a minute. How long has that been in there?
This is what I said to you before, and this is what sparked this segment. I said, how much do you have in your bag? And I said, I don't know, but I just found an orange that I don't know how long ago I put it in my bag.
Last season. And this is what gets me. It must be a long time because it was so far down below. You had all of the wallets, the headphone, the medication, the gum, everything on top. Well, here's Boris.
Excedrin.
Wow. They still make Excedrin?
My workout gloves for the gym.
Gloves?
A sock.
One sock. Just one sock. So somewhere there is another very lonely sock.
Okay. Well,
now, we're assuming you have 2 feet.
Wait. Oh, here's the other sock.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
I have a pair of socks in my bag.
Pair of socks. I would imagine that was from you worked out, I hope.
Mace. Pepper spray?
Wait a minute. Stop. If someone were to come up to you with an untoward aspiration, do you know what you would have to go through to get that mace? It took you almost eight minutes to unpack this thing.
No, because I keep it in a side compartment alone.
Excuse me, Mr. Mugger. Can you wait just 37 seconds? Because I have to be able to go through the 9 wallets, headphones, and all the medications I have in here to get to my... Oh, and by the way, Mr. Mugger, would you like a nice, tasty orange?
Here's an orange. I can give you some gum. We have allergies.
Gum.
I could give you some Zyrtec.
We got mail.
Here's a paycheck and a...
A paycheck.
And a receipt from the supermarket.
All right, let's see.
So
what is that?
This is some
more medication.
Medicine. Okay.
My goodness. Look, this is a roving drugstore. This, a lanyard.
A lanyard with a work ID.
I know, because now we have to key ourselves in and out of a bathroom.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait.
There's more.
Chapstick.
All right, I can understand that. Things that we won't talk about.
Feminine products.
Those things. You can't be a woman without those in your bag, folks.
Onto the side compartment. Oh, my earrings.
See this?
Yes, I've been looking for these earrings. Oh, and a necklace.
Wow. And a jewelry store. She has a jewelry store inside of her purse.
There's some hair ties. Oh, look at all this chapstick. Wait a minute.
Wait, you already have one. How many do you need? All right, different flavors.
Stop.
Cherry.
Stop it. How much chapstick do I have in here
right now? 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're up to four. Is this a perfume?
That's a perfume.
I don't even know what this is. Hang on. Burberry perfume.
Wow.
Okay.
And that is some sort of...
There's a fork in a plastic.
A wayward fork in a plastic... You know, like those plastic Walmart bag thingies.
It's so funny? The other day, I opened the drawer, the utensils drawer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where are all the forks?
Where have all the forks gone?
So I actually had to go. I went to the store and bought like a box of just forks.
We've done that.
But then every now and then, like I'll find something like this. A fork here, a fork at work. Oh, there's a fork in the car. Must have fallen out of the bag.
This is amazing. This is so descriptive into your life. I am learning more about you in the last 9 minutes. And more medication. My goodness. Another glove. Oh, all right. So we have matching socks, matching gloves, the orange, the lanyard, 5 wallets, a cone. What is that?
iPod
that she hasn't used.
Ow.
For 6 years.
Wait, something just stabs me.
Sharp objects.
More feminine products.
Because you gotta have those.
More gum.
Have we reached the bottom yet? You know, I think this is something we're gonna need to do every once in a while on the show, because we will help clean out Christina's pocketbook. And actually, as she was pulling that out, yet another chapstick came out and flew across the studio. Yeah. Wintergreen, I think. But my... This leads into one thing I've been saying for a long, long time. Women do not need to have these giant, massive bags. They're laying out $1,000 for these purses, and all they're doing is carrying around these ancillary things in their life that they don't need any longer. You look like you're doing your tax return over there. Look at all these receipts.
I'm trying to see what date this receipt is from.
19 what?
No, this one's
from her first day at Seton Hall.
Oh, this one's from August 25th.
August 25th. That's not that
bad.
All right, well, that's not that bad. My goodness. All right, well, you are quite a woman. We're going to tweet this out. Don't reassemble it, because we're going to tweet this out. So if you really want to see the innards of Christina Staffo's bag... We will show them to you. Yes, later today, look for that on Twitter. Both me and Christina will tweet that out. You can follow me on Twitter, at Ed Kalenge. You can follow Christina on Twitter, at Christina Staffo, and you'll be able to see the insides of her bag. And we literally now have a mess because of this. I am now suggesting legislation to ban all purses because look at how they corrupt your life.
Here's
what is that?
Here's some Tums, but they look like a little bit corroded.
Corroded.
Let me tell you something. And this is a serious part to this story. I carry my purse on my right shoulder all the time. It just, for some reason, doesn't feel comfortable holding it on the left.
And now you slump to that side.
And they're like, it's a little bit numb, like on top of my
because you're destroying your shoulder.
And if I go like this on my left, if I scratch at my left shoulder, it feels different than when I scratch at my right shoulder. And it's because I always carry.
Because your collarbone is disintegrated.
And I've always carried a big purse.
Wow. See, I am so glad I'm not in that part of the world. You were living out of your bag. And there's coins. Wow.
Bunch of change.
We're going to try to clean this up. Check us out on Twitter and you'll be able to see this because this is quite amazing. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina. It keeps falling. I'm Christina Stoffo.
Wow. And that's Christina Stoffo's bag. And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star first baseman won the 1980 National League batting title. He's best remembered for the error he made in the 1986 World Series, but few are aware of the comments he made earlier that day.
The nightmares are that you're going to let the winning run score on a ground ball through your legs. So, you know, those things happen.
Little roller up along first, behind the bag, it gets through Buckner.
So where is Bill Buckner now? Bill retired in 1990 and moved to Idaho, where he invested in real estate, even naming one of his housing subdivisions Fenway Park. In 2011, Bill managed in the Canadian American League, and he signed on as the hitting instructor for the Boise Hawks in the Class A Northwestern League in 2012. And when it comes to his famous error, Bill is looking to put it all behind him.
Hopefully it's Bill Buckner in the 86 World Series, but he was a pretty good player. Leave it at that.
Bill Buckner, pretty good player. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Think Green. Harris with you. The results of the first ever national random sample survey of bankruptcy filers conducted by researchers at Cambridge Hospital and Harvard Medical School, Harvard Law School, and Ohio University show 60% of all bankruptcies in the United States are driven by medical bills. Since 2007, the share of bankruptcies from medical bills has continued to increase. Get this. Bankruptcies were actually designated as medical-based on the stated reasons a person had for filing. And those with health insurance were underinsured, leaving them responsible for thousands in medical bills they simply couldn't pay. Nationally, about a fourth of all companies cancel insurance right away when an employee has a major illness, and the other 25% cancel insurance within a year, according to Natural News. And losing a job due to recession also can mean losing health insurance coverage.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.